in the beginning, there were very few regulations. And then the implementation of the natural health product NNHPD came into effect a number of years ago. As a result of consumer demand for ensuring quality, I mean, products were being brought in, companies were advertising like high-quality ginseng made into a liquid extract. And then when government officials checked, they would find one root of ginseng sitting in a gallon of alcohol. And the company was bottling that up after 2 weeks and calling it high-quality ginseng. But really, it had very little ginseng in it. And so, unfortunately, due to the fact that people were not being 100% honest, regulatory affairs came in, and it put a huge burden on us because now we had to validate everything through independent testing. We had to get the manufacturers to reveal all their quality control procedures. And again, like a lot of companies didn't like to do that, so we dropped a number of companies and stayed with the ones that were able to provide the materials we needed. So it's an ongoing process that has evolved over time, but it's still a big reason why some of the products cost more than ones that you will find in other places.
What challenges have you faced running Eastern Currents?
Well, as I said, the challenges are to continually meet the regulatory demands by Health Canada, meet the quality, our own internal quality standards, and still offer the best price. A lot of times, you know, people get seduced by the low-cost pricing that you'll find in Chinatown, and there's a reason for the low cost is that low-quality materials are used to make it, and we've always had to battle with that pressure to want to offer those low-cost items, but we don't want to go into that game of always trying to find the cheapest product, because it just is that. So we're a professional company. These are professional products. And the challenge is always try to offer a fair price and still not, you know, and still being able to continue to provide the services that we do to practitioners.
From which countries do you usually import?
We're importing from China, Taiwan, from Germany, and the U.S. Those are our primary source. The U.K., some products, but those are, and France, mostly those are the main countries we import from.
How do you assure the quality of your products? How do you guarantee quality?
We have a dedicated QA person on staff, and so we inspect the products as they arrive. We do independent testing of the herbal products to ensure that the heavy metals and pesticides and the microbial load on the product meets Health Canada's standard. We examine every certificate of analysis produced by the manufacturer and put it through the dosing levels that are required by Health Canada to determine, you know, what the average heavy metal load is on an average patient. So we do that screening on every batch of herbs that comes in, and then we then test third-party-wise to make sure that the C of A's or certificate of analysis that the manufacturer provides are, in fact, valid by a local lab here. We have a metallurgical microscope that we look at needle tips to ensure that the needle tips are consistent. And so we do a lot of the QA in-house. Again, it's just part of the reason we are here is to ensure the practitioner doesn't have to worry about those things, that we do that for them.
Could you talk briefly about the continuing education you offered at Eastern Currents? What form did it take, and which teachers have you invited so far to your conferences?
So we're a broad-based educator or continuing education provider, and so I'm always looking for who is out there that's bringing the latest information, that is being able to teach clinical skills or deepen our traditional understanding of the classics. People who have written books, people who are well-established and successful in their practice. So we will bring in, we've brought in all the major speakers. We have all the major, a number of the major speakers on a variety of different styles of acupuncture. We don't just focus on like one style. There are so many different approaches to needling, whether it's Japanese or Chinese, Dong style acupuncture, from Taiwan, botanical medicine practices. We're wanting to seed the practitioner's mind with as many ideas as possible to help them develop new ways of thinking about things. So we're a broad-based supplier of educational materials for sure.
Are there any specialty wholesalers similar to yours in the States, or are you unique in the TCM world?
No, in the U.S., there are a number of companies like ourselves. We've modeled ourselves after companies in the U.S. because the U.S. is generally about 10 years ahead of us in terms of the regulation of traditional Chinese medicine and the practice of Chinese medicine. So, for example, in the U.S. right now, there's a hospital in Philadelphia that has now got a TCM department in it where they have a TCM herbalist using concentrated powders, which are now standardized in a way that the hospital feels confident that they can support the use of Chinese herbal medicine in their facility. So those things have been happening in the States. The suppliers like myself that are practitioner-based, companies that are practitioner-based, have evolved, and I always look down there to sort of see what we can do to improve or to mirror that. So there are a number of them in the U.S. for sure.
What future do you envision for Eastern Currents?
Well, the future is like all of the future of life on the planet, is to continue to grow and thrive, right? To continue to provide the services we offer, to spread the vision of health optimization, to really, you know, on one level, the more that we can help practitioners change the health of one patient at a time, then we are actually helping to change the health of the planet, because the more healthy people there are out there, the more appropriate environmental choices they will make. They will have more energy to recycle and do all the right things, live a more balanced life, and therefore the current environmental disasters we are heading towards will hopefully be thwarted by just having more healthy people out there. So that's my goal. Health.
A good goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To what degree do you feel that Eastern Currents has changed the standard of quality of TCM supplies and services in Vancouver?
Well, I think we pushed the limit for the other companies to reach, which is to have accountability, to have documentation, to back up what you say you're doing. And it's that pushed people to actually think about why things are the way they are. You know, you can buy a cheap needle or you can buy a mid-priced needle, and why would you buy a cheap needle if you're not really caring about what you're putting in your patient? So I'm forcing, or Eastern Currents is forcing people to think like, yeah, what is my commitment to quality as a practitioner? And force them to kind of challenge themselves to offer the highest care to patients.
So John, any last words for the public?
Well, I guess my last words are pay attention. Pay attention to health. Learn the principles of Chinese health philosophy, because they will guide you towards increasing vitality and health, and they will guide you in terms of deepening your understanding of yourself in nature and ultimately enabling you to thrive. So my last words are, see a Chinese medicine practitioner, learn about yin and yang, learn the internal self-cultivation techniques that Chinese medicine has to offer, and you will help bring harmony to our world just by your little lonesome self.
That was an interview with John Stan, the founder of the TCM distribution company Eastern Currents. You are still listening to CGSF 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
prahati. Ой, беда, Бога, любись не поспівати.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Thank you. keep me.